October has already been a month full of spooks on the channel, and this video is not going to be any different. Welcome back to the swamp, my friends. It's good to see you made it back for another episode. In today's episode, we're going to be sharing some more allegedly true and creepy stories with skimwalking creatures. Now, as always, these stories were sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it be with a skimwalker or something else, be sure to submit your story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that truly help keep this show going. Now, without further ado, let's get into these creepy stories that'll freak you out tonight. Oh, and one last thing. I just put out the Halloween design. So, if you want to come support the channel, check out some of our Halloween shirts, mugs, face masks, and even hoodies. Be sure to stock up for the cold months. They're only going to be sold until Halloween. After that, this design will be gone forever. I never thought I would be doing this, but this started 2 hours ago. I was at my aunt's birthday party, and their house was pretty haunted when they first moved into it. I knew there was always something there watching me, but now, I know why I have that feeling. They are demons or other monsters of the night, and they would always attempt to do things. My mom told me that my aunt's hair was being pulled on before, and I would ask questions about it, but I stopped with the supernatural stuff after they got the house blessed. I recently got back into that stuff though, like skimwalkers and the like. I've had some experiences with them. So, back to the actual story. I was sitting on my aunt's couch, and I had this feeling that someone was watching me. I thought it could be a skimwalker that followed me there, but I'm not so sure it was, but I also can't say that it's not. I thought it might be my cousin who was always trying to scare me, but when I turned around, I saw something I can't really explain. I saw this black thing walk by and duck down under the back of the couch. I looked back there, and there's no one there. So I looked up and see my uncle who is down the hallway that is looking behind the couch. He's looking at me with eyes of fear. He is my aunt's husband who saw it. We look at each other, and I get the feeling of dread. I know that we both saw it. So I get up and walk out to the kitchen to see where my sister is. I was told she was in the basement. I went down there and told her that I am going to leave because I saw something, and I'm not going to stay anymore. She says, not the place and time, so I go to my dad who is in the kitchen and tell him I am leaving. He says okay, so I go to my mom, but then I look at my uncle one last time, and he still has that same face. So I tell my mom I am leaving. My gram lives across the street from my aunt's house, so I go there with the feeling of dread and someone watching me. As I'm walking across the street, I swear I hear footsteps behind me, but every time I look, I don't see anything. The moment that I get out the door, though, it stops. So fast forward, and I'm in the car with my mom and sister, and we are talking about it. My mom says that maybe there was a ghost attached to you. So, you know, I start rolling my eyes laughing, thinking that maybe, but I don't think it's so, you know, simple. I'm in the shower, and I hear an old man voice say, "Help me!" And I look to see if anyone is out there. And there's no one in my bathroom. I hear these weird noises coming from outside, though. And as I look outside, I swear I see a deer staring at me from the edge of the woodline that's near my house. I don't know. All of this is just so random. It kind of sounds like a ghost encounter. But at the same time, I can't explain all the other weird things. Do you guys think this is a skimwalker messing with me? Have you guys ever heard of skimwalkers doing these kind of things? I'd love to know in the comments if you have any idea. Hey Swamp Dweller, I hope you are staying safe during this pandemic. so I'm pretty sure my story is about a skimwalker, but I couldn't be 100% sure because I didn't see it, I only heard it. By the way, I live in Indonesia, but I will not say which island for personal reasons. So, a few days ago I was staying up late playing video games on my PlayStation 4, just having a blast. So it was sometime around 9 p.m, and I played until 12 a.m. I stayed up late very often. So after burning my eyes out playing video games, I chose to go to bed since I knew the next morning I would feel like crap. So I was slowly going to bed, and I was dozing off into sleep when I suddenly was jolted up because I heard a hard knocking sound on my roof. I whispered to myself, "What the heck?" So I get up and grab my pocket knife and said, "Oi, I own a knife, and I'll cut you if I see you." Then, the knocking stopped. So I stayed for another couple of minutes, just waiting to hear the knocking sounds again. But the knocking did not ever start again. So I went to bed, and of course, I locked my windows and door just to be safe. And after that, I fell asleep. The next morning, I'm pretty sure I woke up around 6 a.m, which was surprising since I stayed up so late last night. So I was getting ready to have breakfast, but then I heard some sort of weird howling sound. It puzzled me, because I have never heard this howling in my entire life. The howling sounded like a rooster roosting mixed with a drilling sound, but the drilling did not sound like a metallic sound at all. So that was the most puzzling part of my encounter. I am pretty sure there aren't skimwalkers in Indonesia, so I am hoping you can help me with my encounter. I am petrified knowing that I might be a victim of a skimwalker in the very near future. This happened to me only a few weeks ago, and to this day it still feels real. A few weeks ago, I had to do some laundry. I messaged my friend to let him know I was on my way to his house to do my laundry, seeing as I lived in an apartment complex without a washer dryer set up. But sadly, he messaged me back, saying that his washer was having problems draining. Crap, I thought. The closest laundromat was 3 miles away, and I do not have a car. That said, I did not mind the walk there, since I walk pretty much everywhere. The only thing I was concerned about was it getting dark early due to it being winter, so I gather my things and gear up with some warm clothes, since the weather was going to be cold. I was halfway there, and I had forgotten my flashlight, since some of the roads do not have streetlights on them, and I did not want a car to accidentally hit me due to not seeing me. But I just figured I would use my flashlight on my phone for the way home. I get done with my laundry and started my way home. Of course, once I left, it was getting pretty dark. Now, you might be wondering, why didn't I have a friend pick me up? Well, I normally would, but he was at work and my other friends were busy. But anyway, I started my way home, and for me to get home, I had to walk down a street with dense forest on each side. This specific street was one with no streetlights. So I took up my phone and noticed that my phone was only on 12%. Well, hopefully, this gets me to a street with lights, I said half out loud. That is when I heard it. I heard what sounded like a giggle, and a wheeze followed by someone or something saying, "Lights won't save you." I turned on my flashlight on my phone to see what looked like a deer head peeking out from around the corner of a tree. I nearly soiled myself when I saw this thing move from behind the tree. It had to have been at least 8 feet tall, and stood on 2 legs. It repeated the strange laugh and walked away. I stood there in shock, but snapped out of it when I heard a car driving towards me. I was thankful for that car since I took the opportunity to run home. I believe what I saw was a Wendigo or a skimwalker. If anyone could give me some answers, that would be great. And thanks for sharing my story. Hey Swamp, my name is Justice, and I wanted to tell you this experience that I had that has never happened to me before. I wanted to share this on your channel because I figure no one will believe me, and plus I've been listening to your story since 2017, and I've been a fan ever since. But anyway, I'll tell you my story. I had been up all night doing stuff on my phone, and listening to music and just chilling. By the time 5 o'clock came around, I was ready for bed because that is normally when I decide to hit the hay, because I'm a night owl and an insomniac. I put my phone and my headphones I had been using away, and laid down to go to sleep. I couldn't have been laying there for more than 5 minutes or so, when for some reason, I felt like I was being watched from the window right behind me. I absolutely could not move no matter how much I wanted to. This went on for what seemed like forever, and then there was a tapping sound at the same window behind my head. 3 taps to be exact. Not quick though. They were like 5 seconds apart, if that makes any sense. Whatever, or whoever was spying on me, had to have just been wandering around. Keep in mind, I do live in the city, but we are surrounded by woods, so it's not like some creep could just be hanging out there, you know? What I thought was just some weirdo person stalking me was not a person at all. I'm not really sure what it was, but I did catch a glimpse of it because I just got tired of sitting there afraid, and I turned to look through the window and saw this bald thing looking at me from the tree line. It went out of my sight in the blink of an eye. It definitely was not human. Its arms were too long. It looked too tall to be a person. I thought it could be a skimwalker or that thing people call the rake. I have no clue. Do you have any idea what it could be? Please let me know, because I heard stories of things like this, and for the first time, I came face to face with one. Hopefully, it will be my last. I grew up and live and work in a small town in northern Florida. We have a decent-sized population of Native Americans who live in the east part of our town, though I am not sure if there's a reserve out that way or not. We have Native American gatherings 4 times a year that is open to all, so I grew up going to them and listening to their stories. I also listened to my grandmother tell me the same story since her first husband told them to her. I am not super informed, but I know enough to know skimwalkers are the real deal. I work at a Waffle House in this said town during the night shift, 9 p.m. to 7 a.m., and I have experienced some weird things to say the least. I am currently about 3 hours into my shift, and to say this noise outside is strange is an understatement. This town is on lockdown still due to COVID and the hurricane, so no one is out on the street, barely any cars are on the road, and barely any customers come in either. To set this up, my Waffle House is on the main highway. There is a few shops across the street, a small shop to our left, and nothing to our right, just a small road and a small empty field. Behind us is pure woods for a good half mile before it's a few houses, but not many. Like I said, it's a small town. I am sitting outside on a smoke break right now, and there is this sound that's coming from a small patch of woods directly across the street, separating a few of the shops. It sounded at first like something I could not identify, then changed into what sounded like a person imitating a monkey, then a person imitating a dog barking and back and forth, changing every few seconds or minute or so. Not loud enough to sound like it was an actual animal, but something just being quiet enough to get my attention with it. I just went inside to help someone and came back out. It had stopped for a few minutes while the cook was outside with me, but it started up again, now having an odd call mixed in with it, almost like an incredibly quiet, spaced-out car alarm. It goes, single dog bark, monkey sound, car alarm, all sounding like a mix between a person and an animal. Whatever is doing it is definitely doing it to get my attention. It is raspy, and right across the street. But if there were any of those things there, they would be much louder. I keep thinking I am seeing things moving over there, and the sounds are getting louder and louder, and sounding more desperate for my attention. At this point, it is just the car alarm sound. It really does sound like a raspy voice imitating it. If the cook were not right around the back, I would have been freaking out much, much more. Can you guys please tell me if you think this was a skimwalker? If you guys think it is, I am definitely transferring Waffle Houses. I'm not even joking. I used to live on a 40-acre farm in rural Illinois and was out to check on the chickens because they have a habit of staying out when it's dark, so we have to go check on them. So it was my turn to go out, and it was dark as heck, so I had to bring a flashlight. All of them were in their cage. I closed everything up and decided that it would be cool to see how far I could see with the flashlight and shined it down the racetrack that was about 150 feet away. Well, I wish I would not have done that, because I saw a pair of glowing red eyes in the distance. I had the light on it maybe for 20 seconds before I see two eyes and hear the most blood-curdling scream. It sounded like a human and a dog screaming in pain. I do not know how that is physically possible. In that moment, I was paralyzed with fear. It was like my feet were glued to the ground. I finally regained control over my body and ran inside to check my phone, and it read 12:07 a.m. It is safe to say I did not sleep that night. The more I went to check out there, where the creature was, the more I began to see a mix of human and dog footprints. I mixed the sand around so no one else saw it. A few months go by without an incident, and I had forgotten all about it until one night, my friend caught it on two of his security cameras, and when he showed me the footage, my heart dropped. This thing was at least 9 feet tall with inhumanly long limbs, and was just way too skinny. We both knew a decent bit about cryptids, and I believe what we saw was a Wendigo or a Skinwalker, because of the area we live in. But since we have moved, I'll keep you updated if anything else happens. But I hope I never have to see this thing ever again. I have always had a strong passion for the supernatural and such. So one day I went into the woods in search of something cool, because I am also a very outdoorsy person. You know, the person who has always got their hands dirty from being outside and messing with dirt and not afraid of frogs or snakes or lizards. Anyway, I was in the woods looking around for something to do, because honestly I was bored. After being out there for a few hours, I noticed something odd. As you have probably guessed, the woods went eerily quiet. I have listened to enough Skinwalker and Wendigo stories to know that this either means there is a big predator around, or one of the beasts I have longed to see. It was a hot evening, and I knew I had at least a mile and a half to get back to my house. I started my trek back to my house, since it would be getting dark soon, after a nauseatingly quiet 5 minutes of just silence. The silence is broken by twigs snapping to my right. I turned to see who my stalker was, and I kid you not, this thing that was at least 7.5 feet tall looks up at me, and it must have honestly had some kicked in backward knee. It's hard to explain it, almost like a dog's. It was standing half behind a tree as if it was trying to hide from me. This thing smelled god awful, like a corpse of a long dead animal that had been ripped open and had been sitting in the sun for a week or more. This made me gag and stumble off the trail. At this point, it stepped out from behind the tree and was starting to get closer to me. Now, I am no idiot. I have an airsoft gun with a fresh canister, a full clip, and a pellet in the chamber. I knew this would not do anything if I shot at it, so I got up and hauled my butt out of there. It took me 10 minutes to get back to my house, but the entire way I was running like a bat out of hell. This thing kept pace with me, at my side just 10 feet apart. When I get inside, I have beads of sweat trickling down my face, and my mom and dad and siblings are watching TV in the living room. I lock the doors and windows and tell my parents what happened. They honestly didn't seem to believe me at all, until they heard the tapping. It made me turn as pale as a ghost. This thing was at the kitchen window tapping at us, seemingly smiling at our fear. My mom got my siblings, and me and my dad went out. He's given me a revolver at this point. He and I both go out there, him with a shotgun in hand, and me with a dainty little revolver that would do nothing to this thing if we were to come across it again. But as you might have guessed, the thing was nowhere to be seen. My dad and I both get inside and lock the door. I stay up while he goes to sleep later that night. Outside the living room window, I hear my dad calling for me, but I know he is asleep in his room. I look out the window and I see this thing at the edge of the woods, just staring at me. Since then, just little things are happening, like me seeing this thing peering at me from the woods, but I will update you if anything more significant happens. I live in Mississippi, and I am Christian, I guess, because I'm not actually sure what religion I am anymore, but I swear all of these experiences are very real. So, there is a patch of woods near my house that I have always called the creek because, you know, it has a creek. Garrett, my cousin who I fight with a lot, because we hang out a lot, have seen some things here. We used to go to this creek a lot, before his parents found out that he was going there behind their back and stopped him because it's quote-unquote dangerous to be there, and maybe about the third time we dared each other to go into the deep woods. The reason I say deep is that there is an exceptionally large patch of nice woods that is technically part of the creek, but there is an immediate cutoff of darkness, pencil-thin trees, and an overall feeling of eeriness. We both started walking towards it and laughing at how scared we were. There was a loud screech, like almost ear-piercingly loud. We booked it out of there. I had just told him that I had known about skimwalkers, which was not much, I'm not going to lie, but it was enough to be scary, and we were both terrified. So we get out of the creek and sat right outside of it, breathing hard and looking into the creek. We kept seeing something black about the size of a deer, which there are not really any deer there at all. This thing was darting through the trees. We kept going to the creek, probably a terrible idea, but neither of us really cared if we died because legit everything sucks, and I found a wolf jaw. I found the right side of the jaw of a wolf. It had all of its teeth except one. Two of the teeth were removable, actually. It was interesting. It is obviously somewhat new because it still has the enamel on it, and it looked very saturated. That was the moment I started my bone collection, which is right next to me as I write this. Even before we encountered what we believed to be a skimwalker, we saw things darting around and weird sounds. We still often hear these things and see these things. There is what we call a demon in my house, who has the name of George. He likes messing with people, knocking on stuff, opening the bathroom door, moving in the corner of your eye. But he would not intentionally hurt anyone. But now recently, there is another thing I believe sits in the right far top corner from where I am, and every night, it moves around. It likes touching me, where I do not want to be touched, aka the butt, the thighs, down my back and chest. This thing that I'm pretty sure is some sort of incubus or succubus, likes putting what feels like a hand or hands down my shirt in places that I listed. It has happened twice now, and it's really getting on my nerves. There have been other times that Garrett and I have encountered things that I would not consider your ordinary animal. There are two abandoned houses up the street, one burnt down, and the other just far back from the road that it was forgotten. At both houses, and at our own houses, we have seen a white or possibly pink or peach-colored animal that looks like a humanoid. It walks on all fours and has a gaping mouth and big black eyes. Every time we have seen it, we both go right back to our houses. We're too scared to try to figure out what it is, but I think it might be connected to that skimwalker from the creek. So I was sitting in my room watching YouTube or something stupid like that. Suddenly I recalled a past memory. I think what triggered this is me being a horror story lover and a fan of Let's Read, Swamp Dweller, and the likes. I wanted to submit a story, but it took me a while to remember all the details. I suddenly recalled my past memory of mine, which gave me chills just to imagine it. I remember it was me, my mom, my brother, and my aunt and her kids. My brother was about 4 years old at the time. I would like to say I might have been around 11. We were all packed into an SUV heading back from a children's museum. It was about midnight or around that time. We were on a slightly busy highway. I'm talking maybe two cars every minute, so it was not just us. We were somewhere out in the middle of nowhere. At least it seemed like it anyway. We were really around halfway in between two cities, maybe an hour away from the closest town. We were in the back seat doing little kid stuff, laughing and having fun as the adults spoke in the front about politics or something like that. There was a large open field to the right of the car, and a tree line to the left. Suddenly, a large crippled, at least by the looks of it, light brown animal jumps out about 50 miles per hour from the tree line and onto the road. We noticed this immediately because my mom and aunt screamed something along the lines of holy crap, and the car screeched to a halt. The little kids began screaming and crying. As I sat in terror and shock as my mom sat in confusion and fright, staring as I did too. My aunt leaned back towards us kids and tried calming us down by saying it was just a kangaroo and that it was okay. Now there are two reasons this is incorrect. One, this is southern Indiana. Two, I know damn well a kangaroo doesn't pull its hind smashed legs behind it as it uses its two upper arms to drag itself across the ground. And there's no way that it would be able to yeet itself 20 feet into the air to land from one side of a four-lane highway to another. Then this thing crawled off at an unspeakably fast pace into the dark field, with only two arms dragging its blood-covered legs. I swear to God, it turned and looked directly at me. Its eyes were human-like. But this one, it was different. Now, I had just learned about skinwalkers about a year or 2 years ago. I know enough about their appearance. Like I said, the whole body was light brown. But as the neck started, the hair began to look black and singed. Charcoal black, if you will. It had a snout like a dog, but slightly longer. It had red around the bottom of its eyes, and the tips of its snout. I would like to say it was torn, if that makes sense. The closest thing I can relate this to is maybe if you had seen the trailer for the movie Annihilation. It looked kind of like that bear creature that leans over the woman's shoulder. I asked my mom about it, and she somehow does not remember it. I'll start off saying this was told to me secondhand by a friend. We'll call my best friend A for privacy reasons. Well, A and I live on the edge of our town in Wisconsin, in this little cul-de-sac surrounded by the woods. So it's not uncommon to see wild animals such as turkeys, deer, foxes, and especially coyotes. Last year, when she first spotted the coyote that seemed too big to be a coyote, she didn't think too much about it, and assumed some old lady thought it was a dog and was just feeding it. Well, towards the end of winter this year, she saw it again. This time, similar to the last, she noticed something was off about this random coyote, and pegged it off as the large coyote she saw during the summer last year. So a bit of context behind A. She has a 2-year-old and is a smoker. She often goes outside to smoke. Most times she is alone. About a week ago or so, A was outside smoking while her mom watched her toddler. When she heard this clicking sound, like how one would summon a cat or a dog, well, A's toddler just recently learned how to make that sound, and had been making that sound fairly frequently. So her initial thought that her daughter was making that noise. But there was something really wrong about how it sounded. It didn't sound like her daughter. A said it almost sounded like someone was trying to mimic her daughter but could not do it quite right. A opened her front door to see if it was her kid, but when she looked in, her daughter was quietly watching TV. She closed the door, still looking in, and heard the sound again, but her daughter had not moved from the position she was already in. A looked toward the tree line and saw nothing. She heard the noise again. She then looked towards the roof of her house and saw this weird fleshy thing that did not look like anything or any animal she had ever seen. It looked at her, and then jumped to the tree next to A's house. This is when she said the panic really hit her. We recently had a bad storm that damaged that tree, and when the thing jumped on it, the tree had no branches and was very unstable. Even a bird would make it sway if it landed on it. So when she said she did not see it sway or hear a thud, she got terrified. A ran over to the tree and saw nothing, not even a shadow. She looked towards the tree line and did not see anything, but felt very uneasy. Since this incident, every time she goes outside alone at night, she feels eyes on her and an overall sense of unease. On a few occasions, she would hear bone-snapping crunches, like twigs snapping but louder and nastier, as well as a growling. A said everything about it just feels wrong. Keep in mind, this only happens when she is outside alone. Whatever it is targeting her. She also mentioned sometimes when she flashes a light towards the tree line, instead of the usual yellow eyes that shine back, they are white. A asked me to include that part, because she's pretty paranoid that what she saw could be a skinwalker. What do you guys think? Is it a skinwalker? Or something else? Does anybody have any advice for her? Thanks for listening to these creepy and allegedly true skinwalker encounters sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story you would like to share in a future video, whether it's a skinwalker story or something completely different, be sure to submit that story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that truly help keep this show going on a daily basis. If you enjoyed these stories, please hit that like button, as it truly helps me out a ton. The more likes this video gets, the more YouTube promotes it in the algorithm. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Hit that subscribe button and make sure you turn on notifications to never miss a new video. I upload them almost every single day, on all things natural and supernatural. If you're on the go and don't have YouTube Premium, you can download your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories with you and bring them anywhere you go. You can do that on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and just about everywhere else you find your favorite podcast online. The best part is it's completely free. If you guys want to support the channel, outside of hitting that like button and subscribing, check out the merch store. You can find all kinds of cool designs, from face masks, to hoodies, to t-shirts, to coffee mugs, and pretty much everything else in between. I do have an exclusive Halloween design that just went up that will only be up from now until Halloween, so definitely check that out. You can get that design in a face mask, a hoodie, or a t-shirt. Thank you guys, as always, for the support. I couldn't do this without you guys. I'll see you all soon with another creepy video.